My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the lovely, talented, vivacious, and ever-patient star and co-founder of the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical Satyrs. You can find them every Saturday and Friday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington and online at capitalsteps.com. Patient, I say, because Elena, you got to come up with new material now as all the shutdown and the debt ceiling deadlines keep going and keep coming.
Yeah, we thought, what's up by this week? We'd have to do our version, which is, okay, we're reopen again. We've got that waiting in our back pocket. But I was surprised to hear, actually, that the Congressional Gym was still open. You know, they didn't shut that. I was really surprised because I didn't know these guys worked out. They don't look like they work out.
Well, you know, it's always the things that strike closest to home that you're most protective of. So
That's right. That's right. How did they even close the Grand Canyon, by the way? How do you close the Grand Canyon?
I don't know. I have to imagine. I haven't been there, but I would imagine there's only a limited number of ways to get to the Grand Canyon. I don't think you actually put like a tarp over the whole canyon.
Okay, that makes sense then. All right.
It's like, I don't know if you've seen these fake internet pictures of military helicopters holding a giant sheet over Mount Rushmore so people can't see it.
Oh, I saw the one that was going around, which was you could only see it from the Canadian side now and had everybody's butts.
Now, what is true is that they coned off like a scenic overlook, which clearly requires a lot of upkeep, so folks can't even watch from the scenic overlook and see Mount Rushmore.
Oh, good grief. So. Now they're just getting sarcastic.
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously the Capitol Steps are wading into this, and as equal opportunity offenders. This week you're taking a look at the Tea Party side of this equation.
Yeah, everyone, you know, we get the Democrats some week. This week we get the Tea Party a little bit. So, you know, because they wanted to defund Obamacare, and that's what the song's about.
Here we go.
We members of the Tea Party are sick of how we get pushed around now.
Round, get pushed around.
If we increase the debt ceiling in red ink, we are going to drown now.
Going to drown.
We want to make a deal or just watch us shut the government down now.
Down, government.
We'll defund, fund, fund until Obamacare is taken away. We're blackmailing D.C. with our brand of populist insurrection.
Populist wreck.
If Obamacare helps poor people, that interferes with natural selection. We're cheered by Democrats across the aisle who have midterm elections.
Midterm elections.
We'll have fun, 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 putting slogans on our T-shirts today.
We just cry babies, we're gonna find out. Timeout.
We're gonna fight against a bigger government. Yes, that is our mission.
That is our mission.
Health insurance that's affordable to millions gets our strong opposition.
Strong opposition.
In the Tea Party, stupidity is called a pre-existing condition. We'll defund, fund, fund as we sell the same old story. Shun, 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 big government for glory. Fun, fun, fun till we shut down the whole U.S. of A.
Oh, Elena, how many times do you have to rehearse a song that goes that fast
before
you
perform? Yeah, I have to hear that. That was Brian Ash on the solo. He had about 2 days to learn it, but even so, it's terrifying because it's just actually, even if you know it, it's just getting it out. to say things like, if Obamacare helps poor people, that interferes with natural selection. That's a mouthful. Just try it at home.
I like in the doo-wop in the background there where sometimes it flows really, really well, and then it's like, that is our mission, that is our mish.
That is our mish. Natural select. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. We were doing that to make fun of ourselves a little bit there. So Obamacare doesn't cover, I guess, if your jaw gets a cramp from doing that song.
Well, I guess you got to find out. You got to get on the website and have it work first, you know. Did you guys kill a couple of days last week trying to just see what it was like?
Yeah, all right. Well, just and give us, you know, you need to give us an idea of, too, of when we need to update the show again, because, you know, we've got shows this weekend at the Reagan Building. And then next week, Tuesday, we start again with more shows. And is it going to be the same show, different show? We don't know.
Well, see, that's why you guys are the premier musical satirist, because I'm sure you're ready for it no matter what happens. Although in Washington, that has to be ready for a lot, because you have no idea what's coming next.
All right. Well, we still got, we got the NSA listening in on us still, and all sorts of things going on. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Were you affected by the trucker protest today?
You know, I didn't see any evidence of it. Did it happen?
Allegedly.
Okay. All right. Because I was thinking, a clogged DC beltway is like a typical Friday. I don't know if you'd really notice it.
Yeah. Boy.
And we've got all these federal workers staying home, and yet there's still terrible traffic. So.
Yeah, go figure.
I can't figure it out.
I'll tell you, there's no better way to get people to agree with your side of a debate than to cause them a massive delay on their commute.
Right. Right. Annoy them into it. Annoy them into agreeing with you.
Yeah, you might want to rethink the tactics there. Elena, good luck with the show. I know if you have to change it on the fly, it'll still be fantastic. So have fun.
Well, thanks. We'll talk to you next week.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about their work online at capitalsteps.com. The latest CD is Fiscal Shades of Gray. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.